The food writer Khushbu Shah has been reporting on the restaurant scene all over the country for years. I was in Chicago with her once, and we made plans to have breakfast, which ended up meaning a couple of tacos, then walking to a Mexican bakery she wanted to check out, before going to an ice cream place, and did I mention this was just breakfast? She puts in the work, people, and she is a great source for what's rad in restaurants these days, and where you should book a trip just to go eat. Khush, it is great to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
So, in all your travels across this great land, there is one possibly surprising town that you are kind of obsessed with.
Yeah, and that's Milwaukee.
Why? Tell me about Milwaukee.
Listen, I think the Midwest overall is super underrated. People, you know, don't appreciate the portion sizes, the incredible price points, and just like the incredible hospitality that comes out of there. Milwaukee just had a super surprising food scene. To be fair, I also went in sort of a little bit skeptical. I apologize to all of Wisconsin, but walked out shockingly excited about everything that's happening there right now.
So tell me, what is exciting?
So Wisconsin is sort of the land of dairy and meat and more dairy. And mm-hmm. Did I mention dairy? And Milwaukee has one of the best vegan food scenes in the country.
Really?
Yeah. There's classic vegan restaurants like Celesta, which does vegan comfort food. Mm-hmm. And then places like Strange Town, which does sort of like the fussier, high-end, small plates, tapas style is like what they like to call it, mm-hmm. vegan things. But also if you just go to restaurants in the city, they without fail will sort of have a separate vegan menu available or like a whole slew of vegan dishes. I went to this amazing bar actually called Snack Boys, and you know, I got some really amazing braised cheese curds, which by the way is a genius dish, but they also
braised cheese curds.
Yeah, in like slow braised, almost like gnocchi in a tomato sauce.
Oh my God.
But then they also had a full separate vegan menu, which was like so unexpected. Just everywhere you went, there was several vegan options.
And it's not just, oh, we all have salads.
Yeah. It's not just like bland tofu. It's like really beautiful shaved mushroom salads and like sort of gorgeous sandwiches. Or like I had this really great Oaxacan inspired fried eggplant dish with like really great like black bean puree. You know, it was stuff that it's vegan, but it sort of doesn't matter if it's vegan or not. Yeah. You know, it's just good food at the end of the day.
Yeah. And speaking of what's underrated, I often feel like, oh, people don't realize how incredible the produce of the northern Midwest can be, like how flavorful the vegetables are and how deep the traditions of agriculture are beyond, like you said, dairy and cows.
There's so much farmland. And there's also the Great Lakes near Wisconsin and Michigan, and that has actually great seafood, especially coming out of Lake Michigan.
Yeah. So what else is rad about Milwaukee eating?
Definitely the fish fries is a Friday tradition.
Okay.
I think it started with Catholic immigrants who like don't eat meat on Fridays, and it became this really awesome cheap way to like feed your entire family. It's super affordable. Pretty much so many restaurants around the city, you know, do a fish fry on Fridays. You know, I had friends that ended up going to like a Latin inspired one or like a Puerto Rican inspired one, and like every sort of restaurant sort of adapted beyond the classic like deep fried fish fries. And maybe some other side like potato salad or like coleslaw or something to adapt to like whatever cuisine their restaurants are serving. It's really fun. I have yet to find a vegan one though, but maybe it's out there.
Fried algae is delicious. It actually probably is.
Honestly,
fried
I would eat kelp. Deep yeah, fried tofu though yeah. with some fries next to it. Sign me up.
And like anything like old school?
Oh yeah. There's this place called Three Brothers. It's sort of a little bit out of the way. It's in this building that's been around, I think, since the 1800s. It was like a former beer factory. But this restaurant has been around since 1956. And it serves like seriously old school Serbian classics. Milwaukee actually has a really big Serbian population, which I didn't realize until I got there. But you walk in, it's like Formica tables and everything is cash only. And like the receipt you get is just like scratch on like a piece of paper. So you have no idea if you are actually paying the correct amount for stuff. But it's like so wonderful and charming. And like the thing to get there is their burek, which takes like 90 minutes, I think, to bake. So like you can call ahead and be like, hey, I'm coming in. I really want like a cheese burek. And they'll like pop it in the oven for you. So that by the time you get there, it's almost ready to go. And if you don't know what a burek is, it's spelled a bunch of different ways on their menu, B-U-R-E-K. You can find it on the internet, I think, also as B-O-R-E-K. It's really popular in sort of Serbia, Bosnia, that sort of area. And it's this really gorgeous, layered, flaky phyllo dough pie situation with lots of butter, lots of cheese. Definitely not vegan friendly, but it's great. And then they have this whole selection of like old school Serbian like fruit brandies. and really great grape leaves, and everything is just, I don't know, service is really pleasant, but maybe like not too friendly. A little bit, you know, strict there, which is, I love it though. And you know, it was started originally by three brothers, but I think now it's a couple generations in, and it's actually two women in the family who run the kitchen, which is pretty cool to see.
Yeah. Right on.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, let's go together sometime.
Let's please.
All right. Thanks for coming in, Kush.
Thanks for having me.
That was the writer Khushbu Shah. And for her list of her favorite places in Milwaukee, check out splendidtable.org.